Open your eyes, sleepyhead. We've already been awake for hours.
8:12 on the Woody of the Morning Show on Tuesday, January 22nd, 23rd, 2018. I'm living in the past again. It's time for What's on Your Mind with the crew from Thrive Psychology Group, including Dr. Mitzi Kalin in the house. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome back. Good, good. And today we have along for the ride the other Mitzi, Mitzi Tompkins.
Good morning to
good
you
morning.
Too.
Good morning. And Mitzi is a Mitzi Tompkins is a life coach, and Dr. Mitzi Kalin, we know, is a psychologist at Thrive Psychology Group. And today they're going to do a coaching demo. So, ladies, take it away.
All right. Well, so a couple things. First of all, I have to give a little bit of a shout out to Lyra Crawl. So my grandma and the other Mitzi's mom is going to be 90 tomorrow.
Whoa, very good.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. And the other thing that I decided I'm going to do, and I haven't told you this, hopefully it doesn't throw off our session.
Okay.
I'm the client today. We're going to do a session to show you all what it looks like to do a coaching session. I am not only going to give my answers, which I don't know what they are yet, but I am also going to tell you what I'm thinking, because I think it's important to, it's scary to come to coaching or counseling for the first time. And so I'm going to give you my anxiety thoughts before I answer the coaching session. So go ahead.
Sounds great.
All right.
And then before we actually start, I want to make a clarification between therapy and coaching. If Mitzi were coming to me for therapy, we would delve into past hurts, and from there we would find a path to healing so she could live a life of joy and contentment.
Okay.
With coaching, we're going to stick to the present and the future, and together we'll figure out a way for Mitzi to get from where she is now to where she wants to be. So, Mitzi, in our short time today, what would you like to accomplish?
I need you to help me be disciplined about a workout plan.
Okay. First of all, can you tell me what you mean by disciplined?
Well, there's a lot going on in my life, as there is, I think, in everybody's lives. And we tend to think of exercise as like an extra, and which I do. So what happens then is that's the first thing to go if something else comes up, or I just don't feel like I can every single week do it a certain amount of times. And that's what I would like to do.
Okay. Tell me, how would your life be different or better if you had a regular workout routine?
Okay, so initially when you ask me that, I feel like it makes me a little bit nervous because okay. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, now I have to change my life mm-hmm. and I am barely sticking to what I need to be doing. So it makes me a little nervous. But ask me that again because now I forgot what you asked.
Okay. How, if you had this workout yeah. routine that you have, how would your life be different? How would it be better?
Well, when I do exercise, I feel a couple things. It's a huge stress relief for me when I'm done. I don't mm-hmm. necessarily think, oh, I just love it when I'm working out. In mm-hmm. fact, I tend to hate it, but I love when it's done. I feel calmer. I feel healthier. And I feel accomplished.
Okay. Okay. You said that you do work out sometimes, and that's why you know how good it makes you feel. Can you tell me what your workout routine has been and how you've been successful at that so far?
Sure. Well, I used to live really close to the gym, and now I live far away from the gym. So the statistics are against me because research shows if you live close to a gym, you lose weight. So I'm doing the opposite. Okay. So I used to go to the gym all the time, and now I just don't have time.
Just an aside, how many minutes did it used to take you to get to the gym?
3.
And how many minutes does it take you now?
15.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah. That you have to plan for that travel in your mm-hmm. day too. Okay. So I kind of want to jump into this little exercise that I love doing. It's called the miracle question, and therapists and coaches use it. What I want you to do, you don't have to close your eyes, but you can if you want.
Okay, I am closing my eyes.
Okay. What I want you to think about is that you're going to go through your day today, and you're going to go to work, and you're going to help people, and you're going to come home and be with your 3 kids, and you're going to fix a fabulous dinner like I know you do. And and it's going to be time to go to bed and you're going to do your routine and you're going to go to bed and you're going to fall asleep. And sometime during the night, and you are not aware of this, a miracle occurs. And this miracle is that when you wake up, you will be actively engaged in having a great workout routine for every week. When you wake up, you will know that you have this routine in place. You will feel motivated to follow your routine. All the obstacles will be out of the way. That 15-minute drive will no longer be a stumbling block. It will have turned into something else. You will feel like you are organized enough to have the time to go to the gym. You're feeling accomplished and well-rested and energetic and motivated for the rest of your day because of this routine. So the alarm goes off. What's the first thing you notice?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So first of all, you all, I'm feeling so hopeful and I haven't done this before. We didn't practice. So this feels really good and everybody should try it. Okay. So when my alarm goes off, I feel like my day is a little bit more open. Like I have more choices. Like I don't just have to, go to certain places and then go to the next place and race around. It feels more relaxed.
Okay. Kind of like you have some structure to your day?
Yeah. Well, usually I have so much structure.
Okay.
But so it feels a little bit like I have some say in the structure.
Okay. So you have some options.
Yeah.
Okay. When you get out of bed, what do you do?
Well, the first thing I usually do when I get out of bed is race out to the kitchen to help my daughter get ready for middle school. And then the other two get ready for elementary school. And then I get to go get a coffee, which is really nice.
Wonderful. And during that first day you wake up, when do you do your workout routine?
Well, I used to be able to run over to the gym really quick. But now I can't do that. But I could after I get coffee, go down to the basement and do a video or the treadmill or something.
And have you done videos in the treadmill before?
I have.
And how does that work for you?
You know what? Really good. I just haven't done it yet in the new house, so I don't have that routine down. But if I just start, I suppose that would work.
Okay. And how many minutes does it take you to get from your kitchen to your workout room?
15. No.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe 15 seconds.
Okay. So you know what to do when you're going to work out. You're looking for a regular time and place. So let me jump to this.
Okay.
On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is you don't work out at all, you feel like you have no time, you're racing from one thing to the next, and at the end of the day, there's no time to work out, and you're feeling dragged out, and you're not alert at work, that's a 0. A 10 is what you've described. You have this great workout. It fits into your schedule. You're eager to do it every day. You feel great when you're done. Where are you at from 0 to 10?
I feel like a 7, and I feel like a 10 is selfish. Okay. So that should probably be an issue worked out in therapy.
Right. We will send you to a therapist for that part.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're at a 7. That's fabulous. What makes you a 7 and not a 6 or a 5?
Because it feels more than average. I feel much better than I did before I talked, and actually talking about it makes me feel like I have some kind of accountability and I feel really supported.
Okay. So you feel like a 7 right now about getting your workout routine together. What would it take you to get to an 8?
Probably if I sat down and I looked at each day is going to have to be different in my schedule. So if I actually wrote out, you know, okay, this day, I mean, it's not every day, let's be honest, but if I, you know, this day it's in the morning, this day it's in the afternoon, and then if I have extra time, that's kind of a bonus, but.
Okay, we have just about 30 seconds left. Can you just review for me what you learned today and what you're going to do as a result of our conversation?
Two things. One, I learned that just talking it through and hearing myself talk it out loud to somebody else and have it reflected back cleared my mind really well. And then just taking that mindful time to think about it instead of just worrying about it and shoving it down, which is what I normally do. Taking that time to think about it, close my eyes, imagine what I actually want, because I don't usually ask myself that question. Mm-hmm. It opened up the opportunity to think about doing things a different way.
Okay, great.
Besides, it only takes 15 seconds to get to the basement.
I know. Now I have no excuses. Feeling stressed.
Thank you, Mitzi. You were a very good client.
And you were a very good
you
coach.
You were very good. Yeah, I was afraid, though, you know, when you had her close her eyes, I was afraid that she wasn't going to answer. I thought, oh, she's nodded off.
She might be zing. Yeah.
You really did. You looked very relaxed. And that's why I liked your response. You said, wow, you know, that was kind of cool. And, you know, so.
It was.
It does
neat.
Help. It does help, you know, because it takes away any of the other, you know, influences right. and impacts on your life, because you're focused internally
instead of
looking all over the place.
Yeah, and we don't usually take that time. We're just going from one thing to the next all day.
Helps a lot.
That was cool. Thanks. You know, we should work together.
I think that's a great idea.
That's not a bad idea at
Thanks,
all.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Mitzi's.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that's what's on your mind for this Tuesday morning. Before you leave, Mitzi, if folks who may be interested in partaking of life coaching and whatever, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. So go on our website, which is thrivesitegroup.com. You can look at all of our bios and see what everybody specializes in, and our email and phone number is on there. The email is confidential if you have any specific questions or anything you want us to address on the radio. Or our phone number is 408-8474.
All right. Thrive Psychology Group, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Joseph. Thanks.